Vogliamo consentire agitamente la Divina, chapter 10, the branches of the Chaitanya tree, text 57. Sakshatere sakrale bhakta dekhi nirvesesa narkola brahmacharya prabhura avesha. Sakshati sakhale bhakta dikhi nirvisesa na kola brahmachari dehi prabhura avesha. Sakshati sakhale bhakta dikhi nirvisesa na kola brahmachari dehi prabhura avesha. Sati. Directly. Sakala. All. Bhakta. Devotees. Dehe. Deke. Si. Nirivisesa. Nothing peculiar. But as he is. Nakula Brahmachari. Nakula Brahmachari. Dehe. In the body. Prabhura. The laws. Avesa. Symptoms of power. Translation. The Lord appeared. The appearance of a Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every devotee's presence is called Sakshat. His appearance in Nakula Brahmachari as a symptom of special power, as a symptom of special progress, is an example of Avesha. Please repeat. The appearance of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every devotee's presence is called Sakshat. His appearance in the Nakula Brahmachari as a symptom of special prowess is an example of aversion. The performer, Pradyumna Brahmachari, was given the name Nrisimha Ananda Brahmachari by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his body, there were symptoms of avidbhava. Such appearances are uncommon. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed many such patterns through his different features. Purport. In the Gaura Ganadesha Deepika 73-74, it is said that Nakula Brahmachari displayed his prowess of aversion, and Pradyumna Brahmachari the appearance of avidbhava of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many hundreds and thousands of devotees of the Chaitanya, among whom there are no special symptoms. But when a devotee of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu functions with specific prowess, he displays the future called aversion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally spread the Sankirtan movement, and he advised all the inhabitants of Bharatvasa to take up his cult and preach it all over the world. The visible bodily symptoms of devotees who follow such instructions are called aversion. Srila Sivananda Sena observed such aversion symptoms in Nakula Brahmachari, who displayed symptoms exactly like those of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states that in the age of Kali, the only spiritual function is to broadcast the holy name of the Lord. But this function can be performed only by one who is actually empowered by Lord Chaitanya, by Lord Krishna. The process by which a devotee is thus empowered is called aversion, or sometimes it is called Shakti aversion. Pradyumna Brahmachari was formerly a resident of a village known as Tiyari Ganja in Karna. There is a description of him in the Antavila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, second chapter, and in the Antya Kanda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chapters 3 and 9. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Today we are talking about Shakshat Avesha and Avinbama. Shakshad is when the Lord is personally present. The Lord is personally present. Shakshad directly, yes, directly. The Lord is directly present. So, Dr. Tamam demonstrated the symptoms of supreme personality of Godhead. And then he empowered some of the devotees by his presence in their body. That is salvation. Pesha. The Lord is residing in their body. Like Nakula Brahmachari, and here also Pradyumna Brahmachari. The Lord is also present in the body of Srila Prabhupada, Abhisha. He is highly empowered to demonstrate the potency of Godhead. That is Abhisha. And here Srila Chaitanya mentioned that for one who is not so empowered, cannot preach Krishna consciousness. To preach Krishna consciousness effectively, when we see someone is demonstrating this ability, means the Lord has empowered that devotee. That devotee is empowered to represent. Then we can distribute Krishna consciousness effectively. That will touch the heart, will penetrate the heart, break the ignorance into pieces and throw it away. Far away, they will never come back. Nakula Brahmachari did, Abhisha. Pradyumna Brahmachari did. And when the Lord Himself, the Lord Himself is appearing in the devotee, not physically, not empowering, but He comes Himself disguised, that is not recognized. Example was mentioned. He comes to take the food His mother offered to Him every day from Jagannath Puri. He comes to Navadvipa. And take the food. That the Lord does not need to come all the way from Jagannath Puri. He is already there. The Lord is there. It's a question of just taking it. He doesn't have to come from anywhere. Even a yogi can stand here and stretch his hand to India. A yogi has power. He doesn't have the physical ability. He can stretch his hand and take some whatever he wants to take. And Brahma Samhita, Brahma told us that if a yogi can do that, then Krishna will do more. From Goloka, from wherever Krishna is, he can extend his hand to any direction, anywhere. Krishna can extend his hand anywhere in other directions. From Goloka, he accepts all the offerings given to him. From any direction, he does that. And we saw physically in his pastime of lifting Govardhana. Those who were able to come physically, Krishna accepted their food. Some people did not come there, they offered their food from their house. Krishna extended his hand and collected all the food from them. What should we learn from that? What should we learn from this? Krishna extends himself to anywhere the devotee is sincerely offering him offerings of love. What does that mean? What does it really mean to us? That Krishna can accept anything offered to him by his devotees from any direction. Krishna is demonstrating what he is. Krishna comes with spirituality. There is no limitation. That wherever there is bhakti, wherever, anywhere there is bhakti, because bhakti is contagious. Bhakti is contagious. Wherever there is bhakti, you don't need to go here and there. Bhakti, you don't need to run here and there. Wherever you are, Krishna comes there. Wherever a devotee is, a devotee, if either you are inside the world, anywhere, there is bhakti, Krishna goes there. So there's no question of if I'm being seen, or Krishna knows what I'm doing. And Krishna knows what everyone's doing. Everything that anyone does, Krishna knows for. And he is reciprocating. It's just a question of faith, lacking faith, that makes a devotee fear. It is lack of faith, lack of understanding who Krishna is. It makes a devotee to entertain fear. We see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributing the love of God, and he sent for everyone. People came, devotees came. And he was giving that to everybody. So, when there's a big crowd, you don't need to see what is behind. We deal with the crowd, the immediate situation, we deal with that. But that is our situation, not Krishna's situation. Krishna will see what is behind. Krishna sees also what is behind that is not visible there. He sees it. So in that great assembly where all the devotees have gathered, covered everywhere in the house of Srinivas Pandit, the whole place was covered. This one is even small. This gathering was small. According to Chaitanya Bhagavata, the Lama Dasaka. This is small gathering. You see, a big gathering like this. But this small gathering, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw everybody who was present and behind. He saw that Kola Bech, Siddhartha was not here. He saw. So where is the question of not being seen by the Lord? Where is the question of not being seen by the Lord? Huh? Where? It does not exist with devotee. It's just faithlessness. Lord Chaitanya will notice that the devotee, my devotee is not here. No devotee came to report to him that, see, everyone is here, but he has nobody to take transport to come here. Nobody reported. Chaitanya will notice he's not here. That is bhakti. When there is bhakti, one does not need to run here and there. You don't need to run here and there. Don't need to advertise. Advertisement is for when you have a bad mood. You need advert. Advert means your good is not good. So you have to put a lot of energy to make it appealing to people. So people can appreciate it. If you have a good, you don't need to make noise. Just let people taste it. The boy will come after you. So devotees trying to show their faces so that you can see, or I'm not being seen, I'm being neglected. It is a question of faithlessness, lack of bhakti. When there is no bhakti, you want to cover up. When there is bhakti, there is no need to cover up. Wherever we are, Krishna will go there. So Krishna showed that Kolavis is like not here. He personally sent for him to come. Well, one can say it is a small gathering. There is a bigger gathering. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally Sakshat, was personally present, Sakshat. Advaita Charya ran to Sandipur to go and hide there. Chaitanya was sent Amaya, Pandit, go and bring him here. Now that's the question. When Advaita Charya came to the house of Sriphas Pandit, there was no place for the land to sit. There was no space. There was no space. The whole place was covered with people. Not only that, there's no space on the land, no space also in the sky. Look in the sky, no space also in the sky, no space on the land, no space in the sky, no space for any person to enter. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sakshat. Demonstration of his power at the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Directly. When a Lord is demonstrating his power directly, this is what we see. No space. Do you know the mystery? The most important thing is that no space. If there's no space, can anything enter? In the land, no space. The whole place was covered. In the space, no place to stay. There was no place. But Advaita was called by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come with his wife. He has to come with his wife. Chaitanya would tell him to bring all the paraphernalia for worship. The person he called for, the person he cried for, the person he prayed for years, that person is present now. Tell him to come here and do worship. Come and do puja. When Advaita came, there was no space for him to enter. Still, Advaita entered. There was a space for him. No space, but he has a space to enter. That's the mystery. Anyone who can understand that is a pure devotee. That's a pure devotee. You can understand that. You can digest that. It's a pure devotee. No space, but still Advaita Charya enter. The sky is covered. It's covered completely. Covered. The land is covered. No space, but Advaita Charya enter. He entered. And he performed the puja for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Advaita, Adwaita, I want to see you dance. If you can dance, I want to see your kirtan. What kirtan? The moment Chitambu says, Acharya, I want to see you dance. Spontaneously, the kirtan of the holy name began. And Adwaita, Acharya. He danced like this. This is Adwaita Acharya dance. You can try. With speed, nobody can hold him. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can hold him still. Adwaita, he cannot, he was restless. Then at one time he rolled with the speed more than what a vehicle can run. The vehicle has, I don't know what is the highest kilometer? 180? They have 200? Yeah, what I'm saying. I've seen 240. 240. But in Malaysia, how many do you get? Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm looking at. It's less than 200. He's 100 something. West Africa, we have 200, 240. 240. So you can go as you like. And some people used to cover 240. Let me be flying. Adwaita was running more than in kirtan from here to there, compact, like a rocket. That was kirtan. Only here, kirtan. This is kirtan. Of Adwaita Acharya, Chitambu will want you to dance. What about those who are playing? To meet up that person dancing, the speed is dancing, you have to also play the same way. The couplers, everything was perfectly. So Adwaita, Chitambu was enjoying the gift. Acharya, yes, it's enough. That uncontrollable person who cannot be controlled by the whole world put together became as cool as water. As water. That's a good teacher. But this thing went for the whole day. It was from morning to the night. Not a 1 hour business. It's a kirtan. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated this when he's physically present. And the devotees, whom we empowered, also demonstrated this. How do we get this? How do we get to this level? How do we get to this level? How does a devotee become empowered by the Lord? That the devotee will perform beyond our capacity. When we act beyond our capacity, that is empowerment. This is what Krishna consciousness can offer anyone. Krishna consciousness, this empowerment which is given to Nakula Brahmachari, Pradyumna Brahmacharya, and other devotees, Srila Prabhupada, other devotees, Krishna empowered to represent him, is an eternal blessing. for devotees in Krishna consciousness. Second canto Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna told Lord Brahma. After Lord Brahma completed his 1,000 years of austerity, Krishna shook hands with him, saying, "Well done, my boy. Well done." And Krishna called Brahma, "My boy." Do you understand? Lord Krishna called the Brahma, "My boy." The Brahma is a boy. Is Brahma a boy? Lord Krishna said, "My boy, well done." Brahma also said, "American boys and girls." Right? American boys and girls. They are 25 years, properly calling them boys and girls. 25 years a boy or a man. Papa said, "American boys and girls." You see, he's his father. He's his father. So he's a boy. He's a boy. He's a grandfather. He's a grandfather. So he's a boy. So similarly, Krishna is calling Lord Brahma, "Well done, my boy. Well done. I give you the blessing. Everything you need to know about me, let it be known to you. This blessing I have given to you stands eternally. That whoever comes after you to perform the same austerity, that's automatic blessing you have given today. The blessing you have given today is eternal. In the future, anyone who will perform this austerity you have performed will have the same automatic blessing." So this empowerment is available for all devotees who follow in the footsteps. It's automatic. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states that in the age of Kali, the only spiritual function is to broadcast the holy name of the Lord. But this function can be performed only by one who is actually empowered by Lord Krishna. The process by which a devotee is thus empowered is called Avesh, or sometimes it is called Sakti Avesh. Sakti Avesh. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given assignment to any person who has taken body in India. Yes. And that instruction is on the head of all Hare Krishna devotees. One who has come to Krishna consciousness should perfect his or her life. And do what? Distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world. That is our assignment. Should distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world. It's an assignment. It is not just to be to chant Hare Krishna 16 round of key principle. That is not enough, devotees. That is not enough. We have a higher responsibility. Let us extend this to the whole world. We should extend it. So the Papa didn't preach only in India. He preached the whole world. So his followers have the responsibility to preach the whole world. The Prabhupada told the disciples, "All of you, all of us, I made 1,000 disciples, so all of you should make 10,000 disciples. All of you, every one of us should do what? 10,000 disciples each." As ordered from Prabhupada, not to eat biryani, chapati, puris, and halva. No, that is not it. We have to preach Christian consciousness all over the world. And distribute Christian consciousness to everybody. That is our assignment. So Papa said, you have a huge assignment. Your responsibility is huge. Not simple assignment. So how to qualify for that? How do we qualify for that? Serious, sincere, strong servant. Serious, sincere, strong, servant. 3 S. Sadhana is the object, and he is giving birth to the tree. You suddenly practice in this way, then you get the result. Yes. So sadhana has 3 legs. Strong, serious, sincere, sadhana. This is how empowerment comes. Empowerment comes through this. Right? Hare Krishna. Mention something about Pradyumna Brahmachari. He's from Kalna, Ambika Kalna. That is his village, Ambika Kalna. Very nice. Ambika Kalna. The practitioners are sweating technical skills. Ambika Kalna. My brother said, my brother. Priyadin Gancha in Kalna. Ambika Kalna. Any comments, questions? Yes, sir.
You say, afraid is a sin.
Yes, fear.
Yes,
fear. Sin. Fear that, okay, fear means we have no faith in Krishna, no faith in Krishna, because we have not seen anyone who is stronger than Krishna. So fear of who? Why we have Krishna? We have no faith. Why we don't have faith? It's due to sin. Sinless people doesn't have fear. A pure devotee has no fear. Why? It's pure, no sin. And it's life. It's fearless. That is sin. When we are free from sin, from sinful activities, sinful life, no fear. Because there is nothing to worry about. But there is something superior to me there. It makes us fear. But who is that beyond Krishna? You see all the pure devotees, not here. Not here.
The same as Krishna's
Yes.
Master
child, don't fear. Why? Fear what? Because I say surrender to me, I'll make you fearless. So we are afraid because we are not surrender. Why we don't surrender? It's sin. Sinful life, sinful activities make us fearful. Why Prahlad is not fear? It's a small boy. It's not sin. Why Prabhupada is not fearful? There's no sin in his life. The devotees were saying, to Prabhupada, you were fearless. Prabhupada said, no. I am fearless. I'm fearless. That is why I can come to your country. Not that I was fearless. I'm still fearless. Like there's no sin. When we're free from sin, we'll be free from fear. Automatically we'll be free from fear. Because we don't see anything to fear about. The Krishna is there. In English they say clear conscience. Yes. Clear conscience. See the word? Clear conscience. Means what? There's no death there. Yes. Yeah. Spotless. Because spotlessness. Yeah. People can accuse you of anything. You're not afraid. Because you know who is behind me? Krishna. Right? Yes, you should believe. Believe is the beginning. At least to believe that. Listen. When that belief becomes mature, that is faith. Yes. What are the various things, activities we need to do to give us this strong, sincere, serious sadhana? That's the question. I have a long paper. 3, 4, 5 pages on this. It's my room then. I brought it thinking that maybe one day I would discuss it. So I'm just appetizing it. This is an appetizer. I just mentioned it. So you want to hear the whole detail, then we will discuss it later. So I'm going to detail. But increase your appetite. For example, what is strong sadhana? You cannot have a strong sadhana without taking vows. Making vows. This ekadasi, or for the rest of my life, I must observe all the ekadasi nirija. This is strong. Right? That is strong sadhana. Well, sincere, very sincere. Sincere means what? I promise to do this. I should do it. Either someone is seeing me or not seeing me, I should do it. That is sincere sadhana. I should do it. I don't need to wait for you to come and remind me to do it. I have decided to do it. Let me do it. That is sincere. Serious means we have to discipline ourselves. It's a discipline. I'm not disciplining myself. Deduce all the pleasures that I need. Reduce all the pleasures of this body. And increase the spiritual taste. Spiritual activity. If you put this in practice, you'll get there. Empowerment will automatically come. It's empowerment. Automatic. And then you see all the symptoms of the symptoms. There are symptoms of all this. All this is 3S. There are symptoms. You will see all the symptoms of it. In the body of a devotee who is practicing this, serious, sincere, and strong side. Yes. You see, so we can discuss it more. Hare Krishna.